It's time to get your news on. We are VK1WIA.
This is the Ham Radio News for week commencing May 5, 2024. And this week, a shortened version of the 30-minute news. Maybe that solar eclipse shortened our VK time zones as well as in the US of A, as we heard last week. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB, RS Contact. As many of we news readers have been busy on the road or at airports, planning on being in Bundaberg for the AGM today, Sunday, much has been pre-recorded. Planned and still go for contact is the Wireless Institute of Australia, Bundaberg High School Amateur Radio Club contact, but via telebridge out of VK6MJ. The ISS call sign is presently scheduled to be NA1SS, the scheduled crew member Mike Barrett, KD5MIJ. As always, if there is an EVA or docking or an undocking, the RS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol.
Across Australia from VK1WIA, you're tuned to the WIA National News Service. In South Australia, this broadcast can be heard on VK5RAD 147 MHz at 9 a.m. local time. I'm Shirley, VK5YL.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Hello, and as usual, the international news is with thanks to ARRL, DX World, EHAM, Hackaday, IARU, ICQ Podcast, Newsline, NZART, RAC, RadioWorld.com, RSGB, and the worldwide sources of the WIA. MFJ Enterprises Incorporated founder Martin F. Jew, Kilo 5 Foxtrot Lima Uniform, announced that as of May 17, the company will cease on-site production at their Mississippi facility. Ameritron, High Gain, Cushcraft, Mirage and Vectronics brand products will be affected by the shutdown. In a letter posted to social media, Martin said he's looking forward to retiring. I turned 80 this year. I'd never really considered retirement, but life is so short and my time with my family is so precious. MFJ Enterprises was formed in 1972 after Martin built a CW filter kit that sold for less than $10. Since 1990, the company has acquired several other legacy brands within the amateur radio market. The company will remain open to sell existing inventory because they've a lot of stock on hand. They'll also continue to offer repair services for the foreseeable future. Martin also expressed gratitude to the many long-time employees of MFJ, some of whom have been with the company for 40 years. He also thanked MFJ dealers and radio amateurs for their patronage over the decades. Education. Studying for your exam? Well, how would you go with these UK questions? The Radio Society of Great Britain has published a new set of mock trial papers covering each of the UK amateur radio licence exams, from foundation through to direct to full. These papers are in addition to those already available. They're each marked as Mock Exam Paper 3, and you can find them on the RSGB website. When amateur radio enthusiasts gathered at the Marconi Museum on the Lizard Peninsula to mark the 150th anniversary of the birth of Guglielmo Marconi, they were not only remembering the inventor of radio, but also Nobel Prize for Physics winner. The Lizard is where Marconi did a lot of his work. In 1901, he achieved a significant milestone, the first ever transatlantic communication from Poldhu to Newfoundland in Canada. This achievement rightly received much accolade, with the station being visited by the future King and Queen in 1903. Marconi later used Poldhu for his shortwave experiments, from which he developed the Beam Wireless Service for the British General Post Office. The station at Poldhu operated until 1933, and the site was later, in 2001, now known to be as the Marconi Centre. opened by the National Trust and Marconi PLC to mark the centenary of his transatlantic signal. James Wolford from Poldhu Amateur Radio Club said he hoped the event would have brought a bit of perspective to the younger generation. He said, "We're always trying to bring to, especially the younger generation, the message about what Marconi has brought to the world." He was the first man who was talking about mobile phones back in the 1920s, and we take a lot of things for granted now which link back to Guglielmo. He was a very important character in history who's probably touched the lives of more of us and our technology than anyone else. Still in Newfoundland, we learned David Bowman, Golf Zero Mike Romeo Foxtrot, and Graham Sherville, Golf 3 Victor Zulu Victor, will travel to St. John's, Newfoundland, May 15 to 19, 2024, in an attempt to operate QO100 from below the horizon and claim trophies sponsored by AMSAT UK and the British Amateur Television Club for the first QO100 QSOs from North America. AMSAT UK and BATC posed the challenge in 2022. The trophies have so far gone unclaimed, though successful below-the-horizon operation on QO100 has occurred from Indonesia. The future of AM radio is taking centre stage among United States lawmakers. The Energy and Commerce Committee of the United States House of Representatives have begun a hearing on the language needed to fine-tune the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act of 2024. One report says the bill has enough support in the House of Reps for it to be passed by that chamber. You may recall last December, Senate supporters tried to pass a similar bill, but that attempt failed. For VK1WIA National News, in Sydney, I'm Jason, VK2LAW.
We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, contest wise 2024. The St. George Amateur Radio Society will again be holding the Don Evers Memorial Slow Morse on the weekend after Mother's Day. So that's next Saturday, 18, and Sunday, 19 May. Full details on the St. George Amateur Radio Society's website. IAAHF World Championship the second full weekend of July, that is 13-14. Starts 0 hours UTC Saturday, ends 23-59 hours UTC Sunday. Trans-Tasman Open Contest, July 21st, 2024. The Trans-Tasman Contest always held on the third weekend of July, aims to encourage low band activity between VK and ZL. Only contest bands 160, 80 and 40 metres are allowed with SSB, CW and digital, that is radio or PSK. This contest is another official WIA contest that will count towards the Peter Brown Contest Champion Awards. Yota Contest 2024. The next session of this year's Yota Contest will be from 10 hours to 21.59 hours UTC on 21 July, on the five classic bands using CW and SSB. Everyone can work everyone, not just youth. August 17-18, Remembrance Day Contest. This contest commemorates the Australian amateurs who died during World War II and is designed to encourage friendly participation and help improve the operating skills of participants. Amateurs will endeavour to contact other amateurs in VK call areas, ZL and P29, on all bands except WAC bands. Modes allowed are phone, CW and RTTY as per the era remembered. Again, the 2024 contest is the 17th and 18th August. 44th Alara Contest, and this Alara Contest is always held on the last whole weekend of August. Wilds work everyone. OMs work wilds only. All HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands. Contacts made on EgoLink will also be accepted. Now from contest, let's open the DX window to the world. Uganda. Jack, NP2OR is currently active as 5X3L from the village of Kawabi, which sits right on the equator. He will be joined by Don 7Q6M from Monday, 25 May. They will be active until May 10 while preparing some local newcomers for their license exams. Malawi, Don, 7Q6M is QRB until May 13, 2024, and has also been active on 160 metres. QSL via LOTW. Botswana. Active will be A25SHD from different locations in Botswana, between 30 April and 13 May. QSL A25SHD via home call, which is HB9SHD. In the World DX, be listening for members of the Zurich City Police Radio Amateur Club throughout the year, operating as HB20SP. The club is marking its 20th anniversary. No Bureau QSLs, thanks, but you can use Logbook of the World. And HB20SP runs until December 31. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ in Ingham.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Cole, VK3GTV.
Hello, first up, it's Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora and Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. Good news for iota and pota enthusiasts, read Jarvis Island. Jarvis is one of the rarest of the iota counters, having been off the air for 34 years. Because of the requirements set by the permit of the USFWS, while stations and antennas and power are all set up on Jarvis Island, the local operators must conduct the de-expedition from the MV Magnet, which will still be in the Jarvis Island National Wildlife Refuge just offshore. Both the iota and pota programs have agreed to recognise QSOs made by the local operators, but will not allow QSOs made by some 24 internet remote operators to cut. Therefore, QSOs made by AA7JV, HA7RY, N1DG, KO8SCA and KN4EI will count for the awards. Daily uploads by the N5J team to Clublog will identify the operators. Additionally, at the beginning of each operator shift, the team will endeavour to post on the cluster the call sign of the operator, so chasers have some real-time notice. At this time, all phone operations are expected to be by the At Island team as well, giving that mode 100% iota-pota certainty. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. Undergrads explore space weather during 2024 total eclipse. Reports are still coming in of the fantastic work, much by amateurs, in the study of the eclipse across the North American mainland. While thousands travelled westward and northward from New Jersey through bumper-to-bumper traffic to reach the totality of the total eclipse on April the 8th, NJIT undergraduate physics students Annalise Schmidt, 24, and Joseph Fazzone, 25, will finally be able to relax. For them, the race to the eclipse was over, having finally finished deploying instrumentation in upstate New York to explore the question, how does the eclipse change the space environment near Earth? Because their HF receiver needed to be assembled from scratch as part of their FIS 450 coursework, Schmidt and Fasane took their lead from HAM-SCI, that community of ham radio enthusiasts who developed an easy-to-assemble magnetometer and instructions for building a receiver. The receiver gave them a way to measure Doppler shift, or changes in received frequency of radio signals, after it bounces off the ionosphere, that region of the Earth's upper atmosphere, and hits the receiver. With that signal change, they can determine a lot about the bottom side of the ionosphere, explained Schmidt. She added that sunlight affects all of these factors due to the photoionization of the ionosphere, so being able to see a sudden nighttime during the day because of a total solar eclipse allows us to see changes in the ionosphere that would usually take place over multiple hours from sunset. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Digital. Turkish University will use AI to monitor space activities. Spacecraft and objects, including satellites passing over, can be tracked using artificial intelligence in a project that will also enable the detection of espionage activities. They aim to commence trials by the end of the year, which will allow for the instantaneous learning of the speed, position, and orbit of any space object observable through amateur radio bands passing over the country. Worldwide Special Interest Group's Final Frontier. NASA has announced a coding fix by scientists at its Jet Propulsion Laboratory has restored viable communications with Voyager 1. NASA said it has since received good data from Voyager 1 about the health of its engineering systems, and it's expected to resume its scientific mission through deep space shortly. Robuster 3A, with store and forward repeater, scheduled for launch. The ham radio messaging system provides a message exchanging service between amateur radio users using Robuster satellite missions as relays. The main purpose of the system is to enable ham radio operators to send and receive messages from anywhere in the world without having a direct, end-to-end connection between them. The messaging system uses store and forward to provide this service. Messages are transported to the relay station on board satellite Robuster 3A by a radio link from one geographical location to another by the satellite orbital movement. A user sends a message to the satellite during a pass, and the message is stored in the satellite's memory. The satellite then moves on its orbit, making the stored message available for other ham radio operators. Users can request messages to the satellite, which in turn will check if there are any stored messages available for that particular operator. Finally, the message is transmitted and it arrives at its destination. A UHF downlink using 9K6 GMSK with AX25 is proposed. Launch is planned on the Ariane 6 maiden flight from French Guiana into a 580-kilometre circular 96-degree orbit. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Military. The National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City, Missouri, will activate WW1 USA from Friday, May 24th until Monday, May 27th, 2024. Amateur operators are invited to participate in this special event and contact stations around the world. QSL with WW1 USA will be available by mail with a self-addressed stamped envelope or other postage provided, or via an eQSL. After the event, information will be provided regarding how to request a commemorative certificate. WW1 USA operation dates often coincide with other events held at this museum and memorial, highlighting lessons from the First Worldwide War. The station helps to raise awareness of the Great War and how it continues to affect the world today. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Amateur Oldtimers, with Clive, VK6CSW.
Hello everyone. Reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's May Bulletin to go to air. This month, once again, we offer an historical broadcast from years past by Alan Doble, VK3AMD, this time from April 2002. The latest news and information will be broadcast next month. Everyone, REOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and join in the callbacks afterwards. Full details of all transmissions, times, frequencies and modes can be found on the REOTC website at www.raotc.org.au, or just Google REOTC broadcasts. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the club website. Members and friends of the REOTC in Perth are reminded that the next lunchtime meeting at the Woodbridge Hotel, East Guildford, is on Tuesday, May the 14th. All are welcome. Details are published on the club website under the subheading Luncheons. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
Thanks, Clive, and once again, tune in tomorrow for the May RAOTC Bulletin. Enjoy the program, and please join in the callbacks afterwards. Now it's to young Alan, VK2COD, and this week, a look at radio scouting.
Thank you, Cole. Hello, everyone. I am Alan, VK2COD, reading this segment for Alec, VK2MV, because my brother is in Bundaberg for our AGM. I will take you to Ireland to talk to you about the big things happening there. Radio Scouting Ireland and Shannon Basin Radio Club have teamed up for Camp Northeast. They will put on radio and STEM-related activities at Camp Northeast in Portlake Scout Campsite near Westmeath. The event is taking place over the weekend, and there are over 400 scouts that will be there. Assisting in a big way is the local radio club, Shannon Basin Radio Club. There are 6 stations on the air, including HF operation on the 80 meters to 10 meters bands using SSB, CW, and digital modes. Also, UHF and VHF simplex plus repeater operations via EI2SBR will be supported. There will also be several activities, including orienteering, flag hunts, and obstacle course navigation. Radio Scouting Ireland will be operating EI10 Joda. Please listen out for them and support them in any way you can. For VK1 WIA National News, I am Alan, VK2COD in Sydney. Now back to you, Cole.
Thanks, Alan. And that wraps up the segment for this week. I'll catch you again next week. I'm Cole, VK3 GTV.
This is VK1 WIA. All points of contacts from today's news stories are to be found in print when you read the web editions, www.wia.org.au.
2024, it's a date, VK3, May 11, Moorabbin and District Amateur Radio Club's Hamfest, Kingston City Hall. VK, right across VK, National Volunteer Week, Monday 20, Sunday 26 of May. In VK2, June 8 and 9, Oxley Region Amateur Radio Club Field Day. And in VK5, the Australian Fox Hunting Championships, Mount Gambier, also 8 and 9 of June. In VK3, it's the Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club Radio Fest, August 18. VK4, Gold Coast Hamfest, October 13 at Narang Country Paradise, Parklands, 231 Beaudesert Narang Road, Narang. VK5 Amateur Radio Experimenters Group Radio and Electronics Sale, Saturday 26th of October, 10 a.m, David Roche Park, Kilbourne. Tasmanian Ham Conference, November 2 and 3 in Hobart. And Spark Rosebud Radio Fest, November 17, Eastbourne Primary School, Alambie Avenue, Rosebud in VK3. So now, until next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Take a leaf out of my book and walk softly.
This has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.